Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Heroes to Zero, A Day of Hope, just some of the headlines leading the Star and the Mirror this morning. And this follows, of course, the news last night. Ciarán mentioned it there that we'd no COVID-19 related deaths reported yesterday. Doctors hailed the effort of all in coronavirus battle. The Irish Independent also leading with this story too this morning. A potential turning point was reached in the fight against COVID-19 yesterday. The Taoiseach described the welcome news of no fatalities as a significant milestone, and the breakthrough looks now set really to possibly intensify the campaign to try and reduce that 2 metre rule on physical distancing. The Chief Medical Officer, though, Dr. Tony Holohan, confirmed that he is to meet with the Cabinet Ministers this week because of the pressure continuing to grow to cut that physical distance rule to only maybe 1 metre to try and help the hospitality trade and the businesses when they reopen. But he did say last night that it is consistent with our overall pattern of reduction. Dr. Holohan said on the significance of the zero daily deaths, there is always a weekend effect in terms of reporting. There were 4 deaths last Monday and the following day there was a jump, but it is part of a continued downward trend that we've seen. And he also warned that the easing of restrictions will lead to more cases and clusters in areas such as workplace settings. There's more on that story inside all of the papers this morning. And on that idea of potentially reducing the 2 metre physical distancing rules from 2 down to 1 metre, the Irish Independent has an in-depth Q&A on that this morning in terms of an explainer on how it might work in various different businesses. That story across all of the papers too this morning. The other big story that you're going to be hearing about today is the nursing homes, because as you heard at the top of the news bulletin, HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority, to raise concerns about HSC oversight in care homes is the Irish Times headline today. The state's health watchdog will raise major shortcomings in what they've described as the oversight of care for the most vulnerable citizens and nursing homes, the people most affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And the HICWA Chief Executive, Phelim Quinn, is expected to tell the Dáil's Committee on COVID-19 that the current model of private residential care for older people has no formal clinical governance links with the HSE. That's according to the Irish Times. He'll also say that 80% of nursing homes are operated by private providers, and nursing homes have borne the brunt of the coronavirus pandemic in this country, accounting for 878, or about 54% of the number of fatalities from the virus in the state. Now, the Dáil's COVID-19 Committee, which is examining the state's response to this, will also be told today that key state organisations left the nursing home sector and the residents isolated in the early days of the crisis. That too also in the front of the Irish Times. The Chief Executive of the Nursing Homes Ireland, Tadhg Daly, is expected to tell TDs today. And as you heard Ciarán mention, there'll be more on that story with Tadhg Daly on News Talk Breakfast as well from 7 o'clock this morning. The Irish Examiner, though, leads with a story today that I think will be of interest to a lot of you out there this morning. Creche owners in no mood to reopen is the paper's headline. Their political correspondent Juno McEnroe writing this morning that almost 9 out of 10 childcare providers say that they either won't reopen on the 29th of June when the government intends to start the phased resumption of those services, or they have reservations about reopening on that date. This is a new survey. Research conducted by the Federation of Early Childhood Providers shows most parents have no interest in returning their kids or children to services after the lockdown continues, according to this survey of childcare providers that's now been obtained by the Irish Examiner. And the research looks at the opinions of staff and comes as the government is trying to seek to organise its childcare plan for the Cabinet this week. And the results of the survey of the 609 providers will be a bit of a blow to the caretaker government's attempts to try and restore childcare services, and it comes as well, of course, after the botched effort to try and reopen facilities for essential healthcare workers just earlier this month. We're interested in hearing your view on this morning. Is this the reality? If you're a childcare provider, is it true that 9 out of 10 of you don't want to reopen on the 29th of June? Or if you're a parent, if your childminding facility is due to reopen, will you be sending your kids back to creche? And if not, why not? You can let us know this morning. We want to hear from you today. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Just some of the other stories as well, COVID related, inside the papers this morning. The Irish Independent too also leading today with universities warned government will not cover €500 million black hole is the paper's headline. The government won't cover the COVID-19 losses of more than €500 million facing the third level colleges. This is the warning from the Department of Education. Their department officials have signalled support for extreme extreme cases where cash flow difficulties may be serious enough to threaten the college's viability, but otherwise the universities, the ITs and other publicly funded colleges have been told to look to their own reserves or other means to try and cushion the COVID's financial fallout. That story, details of that story, page 6 of the Irish Independent 2 this morning. There's also lots of coverage across the papers here at home and in particular, of course, leading the papers in the UK about Boris Johnson's chief advisor, Dominic Cummins. He's leading the papers there this morning. The Times UK goes with, "I did not break lockdown rules. Also, I don't regret what I did." Cummins refuses to quit, says The Guardian this morning. We'll have more coming up on this on Breakfast Briefing here shortly. Also, just to flag with you as well today, if you've any Leaving Cert candidates at home, just the registration for the calculated grades, that opens today. The students have until Thursday to register their details with the Department of Education to ensure that they receive the calculated grades as the time-sensitive process opens today. And again, that closes on Thursday. Just to some of the other stories though, inside the papers as well this morning, you heard Kieran mention, and it was also in the news as well, swimming banned at what have been described as health hazard beaches, but most waters make the grade for the summer. Swimming has been banned indefinitely at Dublin's Merrion Strand after its waters were declared a health hazard for the fifth year in a row. This is the Environmental Protection Agency said the waters were being fouled with raw sewage, dog dirt and filthy drain water. That's according to the Irish Independent. Also, disappointment for people looking to four other beaches for an escape from lockdown or a summer staycation. Portrane in North County Dublin, Clifton in Galway have received similar poor ratings for the fourth year in a row and will also be declared a no-go areas for the bathers from next year if they do not improve this summer. And another two beaches, Ballyloughlannan in County Galway and the Lilliput Lakeside Beach in Loch Ennell in County Westmeath have also received warnings after their water quality was rated poor for the first and second year in a row as well. That story, page 20 of the Irish Independent, and we'll have more coming up on News Talk Breakfast. Government information, that's too continuing. Interesting suggestion, I'm sure, for many of you this morning. The idea inside the Irish Times, next government could bring tax incentives for people working from home, is the paper's headline there. We're interested in your view on this morning. If tax incentives were introduced to encourage you to work from home, would you be on for that? Would you like the idea of working from home on a more permanent basis? Well, that's one of the suggestions that's been made to the Taoiseach and Fine Gael, the Fine Gael leader, in a letter from Dermot O'Leary, the General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union, who also sent a similar letter to Micheál Martin. That story inside the Irish Times this morning. If also some good news as well today inside the Herald, you can get your sun cream at the ready, because this week we're going to see the hottest day of the year is on the way. The paper tells us this morning that the high pressure system will start building over Ireland today after a cloudy start with some morning mist and fog. And Met Eireann forecaster Joan Blackburn says that while Connacht and Ulster will struggle to see temperatures exceed 14 to 17 degrees, most of Munster and Leinster, including the Greater Dublin area, can expect to see an almost dry and warm day today with highs of between 18 to 22 degrees. And just finally for this morning, one or two stories to mention to you that are online and also inside the papers. Interesting story on the front page of the Irish Examiner this morning. Goats with a taste for graveyards. An old Cork graveyard is getting a fairly novel makeover job, with goats now being hired to eat over the overgrowth around the headstones in some of the areas, and one of the first initiatives of its kind in the country. And such landscaping is far more suitable for places such as graveyards, which have delicate headstones. Goat scapers, as they've been called, is the idea from Fianna Fáil councillor Audrey Buckley, who saw it on a trip to Swansea. That story inside most of the broadsheets too this morning. And just finally for the day, for this morning, inside the British Telegraph on page 12 of the paper, if you've a picky eater at home, apparently they'll never grow out of the fussy habits if they don't change their habits and have a varied diet by the age of 4 years of age. This study has found, researchers found that fussy eating was cemented at a young age. After that, more the parents tried to try and control their kids' diets, the pickier they actually became. And the best time to try to expand a child's food preferences is when they're a toddler, and any attempt after that is likely to fail. The findings have been published in the Paediatrics Journal, and it came from a 4-year US study of 317 mums and their kids kids, and families reported that their children's eating habits and how mothers felt about feeding when the children were 4, 5, 6 and 8 years of age. That story inside the British Telegraph this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines today.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.